For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a major hub of Nigeria. This city is the capital of the North Central State that bears the same name. The city was founded by the British in the early 20th century. Both Muslims and Christians coexist there, though there have been serious religious tensions, especially after the implementation of Sharia law in 2001. There are some serious environmental issues there as well. Because drinking tap water is not safe in Nigeria, people consume a lot of bottled water, and that creates a lot of trash. One non-governmental organization thought it'd be a good idea to use those empty plastic bottles as building materials. In fact, they're building homes a few miles outside the Nigerian city we're looking for. So, what is its name? We'll have the answer after the break. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Coming up, a rapid rise to the top for a young singer in South Africa. But first, for our GeoQuiz, we were looking for a major city elsewhere on the continent. The answer is Kaduna in northern Nigeria. And just outside of Kaduna, you'll find the village of Yelwa. That village is now the site of Nigeria's first ever house built from recycled plastic bottles. It's a one-bedroom setup with all the comforts of home. It required 8,000 bottles and was built in the round style of traditional northern Nigerian houses. The BBC's Sam Olukoya saw it for himself.
What you have are bottles which have been filled with sand lying on their sides, and those form the wall of the house. So from the outside, the bottoms of the bottles are exposed and create a very beautiful design on the walls.
25 houses and a school made out of plastic bottles will be built on donated land in Yelwa. The project was initiated by the NGO Development Association for Renewable Energies. Their idea is to build durable homes that cost only a fraction of regular brick houses. The bottles, once filled with sand, are said to be stronger than bricks and provide great insulation against heat. They apparently can also stop bullets, just like sandbags, and that could prove to be an asset in some parts of the country. And Olukoya says using discarded bottles is a great way to take care of Nigeria's litter problem.
Nigeria doesn't have much in terms of recycling. So when people drink water from their plastic bottles, when people drink Coca-Cola, mineral water and all these things, they just discard these bottles all over the place. And there's no way of recycling these things. So they are saying this is an initiative to take away all these bottles that are creating a nuisance in the country.
Olukoya also says the new need for plastic bottles could help some people even earn a living. Come see photos of this striking new plastic bottle architecture at theworld.org.